Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host. It's Thursday, so today's the day we take what we've been learning all week, we try to put it into action in our lives. Now, we've been learning this week about the idea of anger and its connection to murder, how when we become really angry with somebody, we can devalue them and begin to see them as an object instead of a beloved, created human being that God loves and cares about. What Jesus was challenging us to do was to take decisive, immediate action when there's a broken relationship with somebody in our lives. Now, it can be easy to get discouraged by this kind of teaching. Many people have pointed out over the years that the Sermon on the Mount seems to be impossible. It just seems to treat it as a bunch of rules. It seems to be just a set of rules to discourage you and make you feel that you can't be perfect like God is. But that's not the message here. What Jesus is teaching is what his kingdom is all about, and he's asking his followers to start practicing that today. Not to be perfect at it today, but to start putting it into practice. And that's how we'll try to treat these teachings today. And Jesus had his followers take decisive, immediate action to deal with anger in their lives. He was telling them to even do that when it meant sacrifice, when it meant giving up a precious commodity like time or their money. Now, one of the examples he gave was of going to the temple to make a sacrifice and needing to deal with a broken relationship first. Now, none of us have that experience today of going to the Jerusalem temple with a sacrifice. But at its core, what the temple was really about was about people encountering God and bringing their gifts of their life as offerings to God. So in some ways, I hope Redeem the Commute is becoming that for you. A way to, every day and every week, give some time to God, and time is a precious commodity in our lives. If that's the case for you, then I want you to think a little bit about Jesus' example of if you get to the temple and you're ready to worship God and you suddenly realize that you have an issue with somebody close to you, to turn around and go deal with that first, and then to offer to God a pure, clean sacrifice, having dealt with those issues. So as we prepare to take some time tomorrow to pray and reflect on this topic, don't do that if you've got a problem with somebody in your life. Go deal with that now. Take that decisive, immediate action and sacrifice whatever pride, whatever ego, whatever time it's going to take to make that right. Or if you're somebody who's supporting Redeem the Commute financially as a way to help others learn about the good news of Jesus Christ and God as they go through this busy commuting lifestyle, but if you owe somebody and you've got a broken relationship with somebody because of that, then stop. Go make things right with them. Repay them every penny that they're owed, even if that means sacrificing. Pay them back and then come back and offer your gifts to God through this ministry. Remember that Jesus' teaching here isn't an explicit set of rules to follow in specific situations. But rather, he's teaching us some ethical principles to follow that can be applied to any situation, to any broken relationship. And that's why he gave us two examples, one with a friend and one with an enemy. If you've got questions about how this might apply in your own life, then I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Just get in touch with me. But in the meantime, I have a challenge for you. My challenge is for you to think of two people in your life. First of all, think of a friend, somebody close to you, but where that relationship is strained right now. Take that 100-kilometer walk to meet them. Whatever it takes, whatever you need to sacrifice to get back to them, take the time. Take that first step today. But also think of an enemy in your life, somebody who challenges you, who really makes you angry. Think of what it takes to sacrifice to meet them right now and to reconcile and make that relationship right. What does it take to repay every penny that you owe them? Either way, take that first step today. It's going to be a long journey, and I won't pretend that you're going to fix everything today. And remember that we are not here to make ourselves perfect in one day, but rather to open ourselves up to God's Holy Spirit working in us to transform us so that our lives do look like kingdom lives, like what Jesus is describing here. He's not prescribing a bunch of rules that you have to follow the minute you hear them. But rather, he's describing the world that we are all walking towards. And it's a 100-kilometer journey, and you're invited to take that first step today. I'll see you tomorrow.